sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, January 14th, right?
Right.
It is Tuesday today.
Is it? Let's check. Let's check. And yes, Tuesday, January 14th, straight from my iPhone.
Yeah. Obviously, we're not awake yet, but we'll get there. Who cares? Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, it's all the same, you know. Talk to me on Friday.
Yeah right. Yeah, I'll know that day. I'll know it is Friday.
Yeah. So the summer is definitely starting here because I don't see any rain in the forecast or anything like that.
This is pretty amazing. It's like 80 degrees. I love it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but we need some water here, Mia. We need some rain. No?
I mean...
Well, you just came back from snow. You know?
Yeah, I am one happy camper.
Well, good for you. So enjoy the sun and everything. I mean, I guess that's the reason we moved to LA in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even wear a coat today. I have like a t-shirt on, like straight up.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It is nice. So how you doing?
I'm good.
You went to breakfast with Erica yesterday.
Oh,
was it fun?
Oh my gosh, she is so fascinating.
She's an amazing woman, isn't she?
Oh,
and
my
she's
goodness.
Got the great personality. She's so loving and everything.
She does. Yeah, we had a great time. We were there. We were like talking for like hours.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't come, dude. I would have been lost completely.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I was invited, but I had things to do, you know.
It's definitely not a Sam-friendly conversation.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, or guy-friendly conversation, I should say.
Right. Yeah.
And girl talk. We're talking about lots
Erica.
Of girl talk.
Yeah. We're talking about Erica McLean, who was a guest on the show yesterday, and you guys should check it out. It was very cool. And good. So you had a lot of girl talk and stuff.
We did.
Awesome.
We did. It was nice, you know?
Yeah.
Just sit down and just start chatting. And
did you like the place I sent you to? Wasn't it cool? Did you go there?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You know what's so funny? I think I'd actually been there before when I was visiting, like years ago before I moved here.
Really?
Yes. When I was dating this guy. We were dating long distance. I mean, he had, you know, his family was back in Illinois, but, you know, when I had actually met him, he was already living out here.
Right.
And so, you know, that's how we made it work, because he'd always come home to visit his family and visit me. And of course, I always knew I wanted to move out here. So I'd come out here and spend time out here. And, you know, we made it work for about 8 months. But I think he took me there for breakfast.
Oh, well, it's possible.
Because I remember him kind of living in like the Studio City-ish area.
Right.
So, yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
I think I'd actually been there before.
Because I know it hasn't been there that long, you know, because it's practically across the street from where I live.
Yeah, well, it does look a little bit different, but it was still the same layout that I remember. And
they had
the whole like outdoor seating and all that. It was definitely...
Yeah. So it must have been there a while. To me, it seems like it just started, but...
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, it just seemed way too similar.
Yeah. Cool. So I'm glad I was able to direct you in the right place.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really good. We shared a breakfast.
Yeah.
It was actually called Mia's Breakfast. That's
really?
What we got. Yeah. I didn't even look at the menu. I was just kind of looking at the names. I'm like, I don't know what's in it, but I feel like I have to get it because it's my name.
It.
You know, like, how do you not get, you know, in something when your name is on the menu? And
absolutely.
Well, it turns out it was like, two like huge pancakes and eggs and sausage.
Wow.
I mean, like, it was a big breakfast, so we're like, yeah, we're just gonna split that. And we did. We were still like super full.
Great.
Yeah, it was good. It was a fun little girly afternoon.
Well, I'm glad you hit it off, because one of the first things she told you when she walked in is, oh, are you in the industry?
I know. And I'm like,
are you porn?
I was just like blindsided. I think the look on my face was absolutely priceless.
Even I cringed when she asked. I'm like, not Mia.
First I'm thinking, excuse me? I beg your pardon? What? Yeah.
No. Not this time. Not this lifetime.
No, not this lifetime.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Maybe in another lifetime. Who knows?
Yeah.
But not that. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. No porn for me.
No. Yeah.
No. You keep on pursuing your mainstream career. You'll do a lot better, I think, in the long run.
Yes.
You know, they do make definitely. Quite a bit of money. You know, but I mean, how can you possibly, you know, leave like movies and pictures of you like totally spread, you know, for the whole world to see for generations?
I know.
You know, I mean, there isn't anything private anymore, you know.
Yeah,
but,
no.
Yeah, no. You know, so I can't imagine doing it just for the sex, you know, because it's like, you can have that anywhere, you know. But some girls do claim they love sex and they love their job. So more power to them, you know. I'm not going to sit here and criticize.
Also, I think it's, you know, it's another way to try to make it to fame in a sense,
right,
because it's
it
like they, you know, if they feel like they can't make it one way, it's like, well, you know, they'll just make it another way. And that's what it's probably gotta really suck for, like, the people that don't make it into
right.
a big name.
Right.
You're just known as like, oh, that random chick that does porn, like, uh-huh. Oh, that's not
yeah
it's not quite as exciting being like, yeah, well, but that's Jenna Jameson, yours, like a, you know,
yeah.
household name for, you know,
right.
for the adult industry, but
right. But yeah. Erica has the right idea, because she's not in front of the camera, she's behind the camera, so she still gets to be in the industry, but she doesn't have to do all mm-hmm. that, you know. So I think she's smart that way. And so everybody that missed the show yesterday, it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you going to catch that burlesque show this Friday?
Yes.
Because I'm thinking about it. I mean, because
yes.
we missed it
Do
last
you go?
Week. Yeah.
Donna
yeah.
Hood.
Yeah, Donna Hood. And the show is Tease If You Please, right?
Yes. Yeah, and it's
burlesque
so
show.
Funny, because when I was doing the CES thing in Vegas,
right.
I was, you know, I met this lovely female. Her name is Chelsea. And, you know, we took a photo together. She posted a photo of us on Instagram and tagged me, you know.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, Donna pops up in the comments.
Whoa.
And she's like, hey, that's Mia. I love that girl, or something like that. And I was like, oh, hey. You
Whoa.
Know, so it's just kind of funny, like such a small world.
It
like,
is a small
oh,
world.
We should all hang out sometime when we're all back in L.A. You know?
I know. But I'm curious to see that. I think it's cool.
I'm really looking forward to
tasteful
it.
Tasteful and everything, you know, so it might be interesting, you know. I don't know. I've never been to one, so I'm curious to see what burlesque is about. You know,
yeah,
and it's pretty.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We should go.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll try and make some time on Friday, and we'll check it out.
Yeah. What'd you do last night? Anything?
Last night, no, I just went to eat with friends, and that
nice.
Was it. You know, nothing, no big deal or anything. But yeah, my nights are usually spent working, you know. That's when I work mostly. During the day, I kind of goof off and stuff, make phone calls and email and things like that. But the serious work happens in the evening for me.
Oh,
so yeah,
okay.
So I don't go out that much on the week during the week. In mm-hmm. fact, I don't go out much on the weekend either. I need to build a new circle of friends. You know, I mean, it's just it's getting to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's just funny, because it's like when it rains, it pours, you know, like
yeah.
with anything. Like, it'll be funny. Like, I'll just be like, oh, why does nobody want to hang out with you? I have no friends. Like, everybody's busy or everybody's out of town at once
right.
or something. And it's like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, one night I'll get like a million different invites. I'm like, where were all you people like last week? You know, like,
yeah.
what the heck? Now I can't, you know, I can't keep it all straight.
Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, I mean, you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Right?
It's
I find it's hard, not because it's LA, but I think just in general, later in life, it's hard to find people that you really trust, you know, that are really like willing to give them of themselves to the friendship and stuff.
Yeah,
you know? Usually
of course.
Friendships start early on and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yeah, so it's not easy finding people you can trust. I mean, there's a lot of people out there.
And that's the thing, everybody knows everybody, too. Right. So it's like, of course, you never want to burn any bridges, but, you know, people are always going to be shit talkers.
Right.
And it's like, you know, before you know it, it's like, oh, you're part of that group of friends, too. Oh, you know so-and-so and so. Oh, okay. And then it's like, oh, great. You know, what's she going to say now? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want this to, like, you know, come back the wrong way. You know, so I just try to, you know, diffuse bad situations and, you know, be on good terms with everybody, you know, whether they feel the same way about me or not, you know. It is just so funny how friends, you know, you get invited. Like last night, I got invited by, you know, my manager to go bowling. And before I know it, it's where we end up being with the same group as like a whole nother group of friends of mine, but they still had like a mutual person in common.
Oh.
And I look over to my right because we got like, you know, bowling lanes. Of course, I didn't bowl. I was not going to risk breaking my beautiful natural nails. I'm like, honey,
so you just
fake ones? You can like repair that. If it breaks, I'm like, these are mine. I do not want these to go anywhere. Thank you very much. But it was Lucky Strike and, you know, Hollywood and Highlands. It was like, it was still like a fun, you know, bar atmosphere and we're all having a good time. But I look at the lane, like over to my right, and there's like this whole group of friends
people
of mine,
you know,
from a different circle. And it's like, you know, just because of like one mutual friend that also knew my manager, you know, it's just kind of funny. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, hey, what's up? Like,
very cool.
Too small of a world. But sometimes it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like last night, I enjoyed it.
No, for sure. For sure. It is a good thing. Just because we get to our guest, I wanted to bring up the big news today is that this guy was texting in a movie theater and this former cop or retired police officer shot him dead.
No.
In the theater.
What?
Can you imagine for texting?
Is he out of his mind? Oh my
God. I'm telling you, and I think it's like this police mentality. I mean, I'm not like a police hater or anything. You know, I believe we need police.
Scary, man. They go
but
off
they
the
can
deep
get
end.
Yeah, yeah. I think many of them go into the force because of power trips and shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it ends up being very bad, so.
Yeah, I probably end up, like, suffering from PTSD, like, you know.
Yeah, who
like
knows
troops,
what the hell it is.
You know, it's like, I mean, obviously they don't see the same things, but in a sense, you know, depending on how bad of a neighborhood, you know, you work in, you know, it could be quite, you know, traumatizing.
Wow.
A lot of that stuff, you know, and anything could set them off, just like a, you know, somebody in the military.
That's true. Now, he actually shot him. I don't know if he killed him, because they're not saying, they're saying that he was shot. They didn't say he was killed. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I hope this guy doesn't die.
No, he shot him dead. He shot him dead.
He did die.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And, oh, God, that's disgusting.
Yeah. A 43-year-old father. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, anyway.
That's insane. That's terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of bad news. Let's get to some good news.
Yeah.
So we have a special guest in the studio who's returning, and her name is Rosalyn Pacheco. Welcome to the show, Rosalyn.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming. And I keep telling her she's beautiful, and she's like, oh, no, but she's very beautiful. And you guys will take we'll see pictures after
very
the show.
Very good fashion
stuff.
Sense, too.
Yeah.
Very, very well put together.
Yeah,
the
definitely.
The jewelry, you know, and the clothing. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, definitely. And that's good. You know, I mean, it's refreshing to see a woman that really takes care of herself and in every aspect of it. But I know you also take care of yourself when it comes to health and fitness and things like that, right?
Yes, I do.
So it's amazing. But let's give people a little bit of background. You have a show here on LA Talk Radio. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. Hi, guys. My name is Ross, and you guys probably know me as Longevity Angels. I have a show here on LA Talk Radio. We come on every Thursdays at 6 p.m. Every Thursday. So please chime in. Tune in.
Yeah. Now, what do you guys talk about?
So we basically talked about, like, our last show, we empower women, and not only women, but men as well, just to show that women can do many things men can do. And I think a lot of stay-at-home moms that I know, they think, okay, I'm just a mom, and that's it. But because I'm a mother and I'm also a stay-at-home mom, I know that that is not it. You can reach your potential and you can still do what you want to do. And I like that she said that I have a strong fashion sense, because, you know, I was pretty much, my mom taught me when when you have kids, you can still take pride in the way you look.
Right.
And so that has kind of sprung onto me through adulthood. And now that I have my own kids, I want to teach them the same, that you can still be beautiful. You can still be your own person, your own individual, even while having kids.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's funny because I was just reading an article on whether people are happier with kids or without, you know.
Right.
And they're saying that it's sort of like not conclusive. They can't really tell. But I know that, you know, I mean, people let themselves go after they get married, they have kids and things like that. So so I see your point. I mean, I think it's very important, you know, because I think when you stay at home mom, you kind of lose touch with reality if you don't go out there and do things, right? I mean, you're constantly in a children's world, you know?
Yes, I'm like, please, adults, talk to me.
How old are your kids now?
I have a 10, 9, and a 4.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So you got your hands full.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, it's cool that you stay at home, you know, because they'll get the attention they need and
everything. Absolutely.
You know?
And that's what I want to do. That's why I have a home-based business. I can still work and work on my passion, but still take care of my kids as well.
Awesome. So you have your own business as well.
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm an image consultant, and I'm a senior executive for Youngevity.
Oh, okay. Yes. So you see, image consultant, which she has to look good, and she has to love it, too.
Yeah.
Have to know about it.
You have to talk, you know, you have to walk the talk.
Right. No, absolutely. So image consultant, what do you do? I mean, who comes to you? Like executives, things like that? Women?
Anyone? Anyone from everyone. They can be executives. They can be a stay-at-home mom. So you can tell the extremes of where I deal with. So they come to me basically wanting to work on their health, their fitness, either their beauty or their fashion.
Oh, wow. And probably usually you put them all together, right?
They're all one message.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is cool. So how did you get into that?
It's funny because it kind of fell into my lap. I used to teach. I was a teacher. I teach kindergarten, third and sixth grade. Aww. And after I had my last child, it just completely changed my mindset. I didn't want to teach anymore. I wanted to be home with him. You know, he would be crying when I get home. And I just felt terrible as a mother. So I was telling my husband one day, I said, you know, I want to do something. I want to pursue my own passions. He was like, okay, go for it. So then I started thinking, okay, what do I really want to do? And I've always loved health. I've always loved fitness. Mm. I've always loved beauty and fashion. So I just found something to compile it together. And then I remember when I first started, I only had 3 clients, and those are like my bestest friends.
Uh-huh.
And then after 4 years later, it just manifested into something bigger than I could even imagine. And I love what I do.
Wonderful. And that's why it grows, you know,
because
you do what you love, you know, and it's amazing that you can do it from home and still be with the kids and everything.
Absolutely. I bring my son to me to work meetings and, you know, little meets that I have to do with my clients. If I can't find a sitter, he's with me, and he's a hit.
Really?
He's a hit all the time. I'm surprised he's not here with me, but he's in preschool right now.
Well, it's so cute.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I remember when I would sit in college sometimes, and I'd see people that look like totally not put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think, you know, somebody's got to be able to make these people look nice. You know, I mean, I think everybody can look beautiful if you just take care of yourself.
I agree.
You know, but some people have no fashion sense. Some people don't have any, like, hygiene or anything, you know, and things like that, you know. So when people come to you, are they in pretty much bad shape? Or, I mean, is it people that have a clue but they need something more?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
I've met a little bit of both. But let's talk about the ones that really don't have a clue. They come to me. I mean, they don't look bad. You know, everybody has beauty in them, but it's up to me to find that beauty and to bring it out in them. And a lot of it is confidence. A lot of it is how you feel, what's in your past that's holding you back, that's making you like this. So that's what I do. Like, we do a lot of soul searching, and then we just have fun. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, to me, I find pleasure, like, helping them find their true beauty.
Right.
That's what I do.
And that's amazing. So when you see someone, I mean, do you get, like, an idea of what kind of look You should give them?
Yes, I do. Really? Almost all the time. It's crazy. Like, my radar is always, like, going on. Every time I'm walking down the street, I'm like, oh, she would look good in skinny jeans. You know, it would be, oh, yeah, she would look good in this lipstick. Or, oh, if she only made her hair like that, oh, she would look gorgeous.
Wow.
That's a little radar that I get all the time. I can't turn it off.
Wow. And that's amazing, you know,
that's
that you
can do
that.
That's a natural gift.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. That's something you were born with. That's awesome. That
absolutely.
You wow. use that as your job.
Oh, yeah. I have superpowers.
So before we forget, how can people find out more about that? How can they contact you and things like that if somebody wants that? Because I imagine a lot of people probably would, you know,
yes,
change your look. And I think not even when you're looking bad, but even if you do already have style and everything, maybe get a different idea from someone.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. Because I think sometimes we get caught up in one style.
Right.
And for me, if you see me all the time, I dress in different ways, but I make it work with my body type, you know, with my hair and so forth. We get stuck in one particular way on how we want to dress, but it's good every now and then to venture out because right. it brings out different personalities, I think.
Yeah, I'm color blocking today.
Huh? Yes. So you can definitely get a hold of me on Facebook. I'm under Rosslyn Pacheco. It's Rosslyn Pacheco, and I'm the only one there. So it would be great. And then you can contact me directly. It's 909-614-3602.
Great. And yeah, so people can contact you through Facebook
yes.
and stuff, which mm-hmm. is cool. Great. So tell us a little bit about you. Are you originally from LA? Were you
I'm
born
not.
Here?
I'm not. I'm actually born and raised in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
How cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's why the exotic look
that's
and everything,
right.
huh?
I remember
thank
you telling us about the last
yeah.
one.
So that's tell awesome. Us a little bit about Hawaii. So what was it like growing up there? I mean, you're like in paradise.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Pretty much like that. Every
really?
Weekend we'd be at the beach. I mean, school was the same growing up. It was a good childhood. My parents were really good. They did the best they could at raising us, and there's eight of us.
Wow.
And I was right smack in the middle.
In the middle.
So I was like, I was that middle child syndrome, like, look at me, people, hello.
Yeah, I need to stand down.
Yeah, aww. But you know, my mom did a really good job. I mean, even with the eight of us, just showing us that we all had potential in what we do. Because we're all different as individuals.
Wow.
So she really did a good job at helping each of us, like, just reach our peak and so forth. But it was up right. to us as adults to you know, make stuff happen.
I know. It's amazing, though. You know, I mean, when you have eight kids, how do you keep track of all of them? You know, I mean, eight different personalities, eight different directions mm-hmm. that they pull you. I mean, some people can't handle one or two children. You know? It's true. But it's also true that they kind of raise each other after a while as
yes.
they get older, right?
Yes. I pretty much raised my younger sisters.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So I was the oldest girl. They would say I was the youngest boy because there were three older brothers. And then I was in the middle. And then I had four younger sisters. After.
Oh, wow. So it was like sort of like the boys first and
yeah.
the girls.
Yeah, so I had to grow up really quick, really uh-huh. quick. So I had to mature really quickly and take care of my younger sisters. But my mom, like I said, she did the best she could at what she had. I mean, she wasn't perfect, but she definitely raised us right with good values.
Right.
All of your family still living in Hawaii?
Except me and my brother. So everybody else is in Hawaii except two of us.
Wow. So mm-hmm. it's cool. So at least you have a destination to go to.
We
and
do.
Stuff.
We visit once a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What island?
Oahu.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So the.
Yay.
The, yeah.
Let's
We're
all go.
Tourists, so.
Let's all go.
My friends are in Ko'olina. So.
Oh, very cool.
The four lagoons.
Yeah.
I love that area.
That's nice. That's a very nice area.
Hawaii is beautiful.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
And I love it because it's still the United States, you know, so you don't have to deal with like Mexico or Jamaica or something.
Right,
where
yeah. No,
it's also tropical.
Passport,
exactly.
No hassle,
you know,
or anything.
And no poverty, you know, all this like the side effect that you get when you go to those places,
yeah.
you know. But Hawaii is definitely a favorite. I haven't been in a long time, but I used to go a lot, you know. And yeah, I mean, in Kauai especially, it's so beautiful, you know. It's like almost untouched in a way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
that's where they filmed Jurassic Park and stuff and Lost, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and all these great shows,
yeah.
they filmed there in Kauai. So, well, that's very cool. So, so you grew up there. Now, at what age did you decide you're going to move here? Did you move by yourself?
No, actually, so... my husband swept me off my feet.
Oh, wow. So you met in Hawaii.
Yes, he was a Navy man. And
oh,
when
wow.
we got married, he immediately got stationed to Italy. So it was like a honeymoon for like 4.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we stayed in Italy for 4.5 years and we decided to detach out of the Navy. And then we moved here to his hometown.
I see. Okay, mm-hmm. Wow. So you lived where in Italy? In different places? Or?
Yeah, we were stationed in Naples, Italy.
Right.
But it was near Rome and everywhere. So we could travel. It was pretty central where we traveled all across Europe. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
And what were you doing at the time? I mean, 4 years, you know, you don't speak the language. Did you learn some Italian?
I did. I actually, I was going to school at that time. I learned Italian. I took two years of Italian. And I just was shopping a lot.
Yeah.
I was having a good time. I was enjoying myself. And we had our second child there. So I was also being a mommy.
I see. So it kept you busy. I mean, it's not like, like you sat around not knowing what to do or anything. Mm-hmm.
No, I was pretty occupied.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it a good time for you?
I had a great time. I would definitely love to go back and live there.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's a place I would love to live.
Yeah, I'd like to visit there again. That was a really fun
trip.
Beautiful.
The people are just beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the food, my God, you know.
Yeah.
I'm hungry now.
I know, it's true. But, I mean, all these things they say about Italy are true, you know.
I mean,
it's a it's a romantic place. It's got a lot of history, a lot of culture. And so it's great that you get to experiment living in a new place, in a different place, you know. And it's so different, right, from how we are here.
Absolutely.
Everything's smaller and people are different. And
people are different. I think for sure people are different. They're more, I think to me, Italians, they're more open to whatever. Right. They're carefree, kind of like Hawaii. You know, they're easygoing. They're not so, like here in LA, we're so busy all the time.
Right, and uptight.
No time for this. Very uptight. You know, they're just like, hey, how are you? they picked my son up and they just grabbed him and just carried him. And I didn't know them at all.
Really?
That's all. They love babies. They love family.
Wow.
That's really, really big
to them.
They're
very loving people. I mean, I'm part Italian, so I know, you know, my family.
So you are loving.
But, you know. Kiss and hug everybody, like people like that are just coming in, meeting my family like, for the first time, like hugging against, like, oh, whoa, whoa, okay. Like, it's a very friendly family.
I agree.
That's how it is.
That's funny.
I love it.
So your oldest is 10, right?
Yes.
And the youngest is 4.
Yes.
Okay, so they're still pretty young and stuff.
They are really young. They're really young and we're done.
That's it, right?
I'm close.
No 8 kids for you.
Oh, no. We're done. 3 is a good number.
It is, I think.
3 is a good number.
It is a good number. So let's talk a little bit about... I mean, you invited me to something and stuff. Tell us a little bit about what that is and what it is that you do there.
Yeah, so it's called our Healthy Body Challenge, and we started in January because everybody has this resolution of either getting healthy or getting fit, losing weight. And, you know, it's something that we started in our team and our company that we wanted to show people that you can do this the healthy way, because there's so many different diets out there. You know, there's the soup diet, there's the cleanse. I mean, I tried them all too, by the way. Before my realization into this, I've tried them all. Do they work? Some work, but some don't. But this is like a naturalistic way that someone would do this. Like, you do this every day. You don't just do this for 30 days. And I think part of the thing is we still have this notion that you think you can eat right and be healthy, but that's not true anymore.
Really?
Because our soils are so depleted that if it's not in our soils, it's not in our food, it's not in our body. So it's very, very important that we're in the supplementation era, that you're supplementing properly with your 90 essential nutrients and vitamins, essential fatty acids, and so forth. So that's our Healthy Body Challenge. We teach them to eat properly, sensibly, but also intake this natural supplementation that Dr. Wallach, I mean, over his 40 years of coursework, that he's been realizing that, you know, the body is missing its nutrients. And he formulated this 90 for Life product, which is our Healthy Body Challenge, that if you take this daily, you give your body what it needs. Because a lot of times people who do overeat, Right. They're eating because not because they're hungry, but they're missing nutrients. So they're feeding, feeding. Like even if they look at food, they gain weight because they're not giving their body what it needs as far as, you know, the essential vitamins and nutrients. So that's basically what it is.
I see. So
interesting.
So you work with this doctor. What's his name again?
His name is Dr. Joel Wallach.
Okay. And how did you guys get together? How did you find out about this?
Interesting question. It's funny. When I first started doing my image consulting business, I used to do a lot of coaching fitness wise, and a lot of my clients at that time, they would come to me and say, Rawson, well, what do I take? You know, do I take these vitamins? And you know, me not being knowledgeable at that time where I was in, I'm like, okay, here, go to GNC. I always had like a long list of things for them to take. You definitely have to have your vitamins, your minerals, and you know, the basics that you know, but not knowing that this, you know, the vitamins that are in the store are filled with like toxins and carcinogens, preservatives,
really?
Things that, you know, I mean, you're putting something in, but it's like you're still putting toxins in. So that's kind of like a depletion right there. You're not working it for your body. And then I met Dr. Lewis, which is one of my mentors and my business partner. And he's the one who introduced me to Joe Wallach's work. And once I started doing a lot of research on it, it made sense. It made sense. But for me to even recommend these to my clients, I needed to take it for myself.
Right.
So once I started doing that, I gave it to my family. And I was like, wow, I can tell the difference. And, you know, I mean, just having that in the morning, I could tell the difference in the way I ate, the way my kids ate, because kids need it too.
Right.
A lot of times, I mean, there's a rise in autism, and a lot of it is from mineral deficiency.
Really?
And a lot of people don't realize that everything's stems from a mineral deficiency, and if you just give your body what it needs, it can function properly. So that's how I kind of got in with Dr. Joe Wallach, by Dr. Lewis inviting me to, you know, listen to what he had to say and to try the supplements for myself. And I was like, oh, I'm in.
Yeah, wow.
All my clients now, they're like, yeah, okay, this is what I'm taking. So
wow,
yeah,
that's cool. So what's it called? What's the product called?
It's called 90 for Life. It's called the Healthy Start Pack. That's why we call it the Healthy Body Challenge.
I see. And it's all natural?
It's all natural, 100% natural. And in fact, Clemson University did a study on our Tangy Tangerine, which is the multivitamin, multimineral, and they found a reduction rate in cancer rates, like by 60% in your stomach, breast, liver, and so forth. It was like phenomenal results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would imagine like early on, I mean, back in the old days, there wasn't that much need for this. But now we don't eat right, right?
Yes.
I mean, all this fast food, all this like empty
GMOs and everything.
Yeah, empty calories. And we don't get what we need. I mean, I can't imagine having a Big Mac and fries, you would get the minerals you need.
Oh, right? Let's not get started on that.
Oh, geez.
No. And you're so right, Sam, because 20 years ago, what I'm saying now would not make sense.
Really?
To a lot of people. 20 years ago, the soils were really good. They were really rich, rich in vitamins, rich in nutrients. So back then, an apple was an apple, you know, if that even makes sense. But now, like, you see an apple, I mean, yeah, you're eating it, tastes great. It's definitely a healthier choice, but you cannot get your vitamins and minerals with just that apple.
Wow,
like,
its
nutritional value is not there no more.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, that's like revolutionary, you know?
Yes,
I mean,
well,
it's
I'm so glad you're like, wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, because, you know, it's like you tend to think, you know, I'm going to have fruit and vegetables and you know, not processed food, then I'm going to be okay.
Yes.
But now you're saying we're still not getting enough nutrition.
No, we're not. And this is a good example. Someone who still looks nice and slim, they still get tired. They still get lethargic. And a lot of they're eating great to, you know, maintain their body type, but they're still not getting what they need if they're not supplementing properly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I actually personally wondered about that too.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, like I used to feel like, yeah, if I was working out and being good, then I feel better. Yet, you know, sometimes, yeah, I still feel tired. Even if I'm getting enough sleep, I'm, you know, eating, you know, really healthy, lean foods, working out every day. It's not, yeah, I'm not getting that same effect. Like I still feel a little tired.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, but being tired could be a lot of different things, you know. But I would imagine this would help, you know,
yes.
if it balances your body a little bit and things like that, you know.
Absolutely. And I always tell everyone, your body's your own doctor. Like, we were really made, I mean, special. Like our body, I mean, just think about all its functions without us even doing anything. Our body is really our own doctor, and if we're just feeding it right, supplementing properly, you're good.
Really? You're good. So it's going to cure itself.
Yeah, and I don't like using the word cure because, you know, that can, a lot of people are like, what cure? But really, it does. If you think about it, it really does, because our body is so smart. And my dad told me this a long time ago. This is the reason why, like, anything that is not natural supplementation, I disregard, like, immediately.
Yeah. So you're saying even the vitamins at GNC and in the stores, they're not good.
Well, not to my knowledge. This is what I would suggest. Yes, it's not good. What I would suggest is for you to really look at the back of the label and see what's in it. And a lot of it are like red dyes, like preservatives, artificial things that they have to do, like to put it in pill form. Right. And the best way to get your multivitamins and multiminerals is in a crystallized form if you mix it in liquid. It goes into your bloodstream a lot faster and you'll feel the burst of energy.
That's true. Like when I take fish oils, I know it sounds gross, but I chew on them. I bite them. Or like a liquid D3, I bite it and then you put it under your tongue because those glands get through your bloodstream the fastest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I know something.
There you go. Yeah. She got it.
Yeah. I mean, do you currently take supplements, Mia?
No, just because I have been hearing so much of that lately.
Right.
That just the general vitamin stores, you know, it's not that good for you.
Right.
No. So I'll do the fish oils and the D3, and then if I'm feeling a little under the weather, I'll take a mineral called zinc. And that's, you know, that's really a booster for your immune system.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love for you guys to try it. And then you come in back and tell me after 30 days.
Right.
How you guys
So you can tell a difference after 30 days, huh?
Actually, you can tell within a couple days.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That's how confident I am, because all my clients come back to me like the next night. They're jumping off walls. They're like, oh my gosh. Like really, OMG.
Right.
They feel phenomenal. And this is the reason why I love what I do, because at least I can help someone who is whose body's not functioning properly. Like to be like an active part of society, I think you have to be there.
Right.
You know, if you're not feeling good, people know. If you're just like, if you're in a bad mood, a lot of it is due to because your body's not, you're not getting what it needs, or your brain's not working. So like I said before, everything works and coordinates with one another. If one's not working, something's messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it, you know.
I got him stunned.
No, I mean, it's just that there's so many things I still want to know about it. Now, how does exercise come into all this now?
I always say you need to exercise at least 30 to 45 minutes every day, if not five times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be as simple as just really walking. It could be that simple.
Yeah, because we don't move a lot, you know?
No,
I mean,
I know that.
I sit on my ass all day, and then, you know, and then I have to take some stairs, and I'm going, oh, my legs are feeling it. It's like, oh, come on, you know? I mean, I agree, you know? I think we need to move our body simply because, again, in the past, we used to be a lot more active, walk a lot more and stuff. But especially in L.A., everybody drives, you know?
Everybody drives. It's all public transportation.
And we all
everywhere.
Sit with our computers wherever we are.
It's not just LA. It's all of the United States.
That's true.
You know?
That's true, you know.
Exactly.
Technology and video games, a lot more kids are just sitting and playing with technology.
Yeah.
Like they're not going outside to play. There's definitely a lot less activeness going on.
Yeah.
We were the number one obese nation, but now it's Mexico. So we're number two. Right now.
Really?
But,
we're still obese.
But we're still obese.
Yeah, I
mean, it's crazy. I think it's the whole, we got lazy. That's it. I don't know how else to put it. We got lazy.
Mm-hmm. And did what? I mean, why is it because we're lazy?
That's a great question. And I cannot explain for everyone else, but this is what I see in my perception. I really feel like we gave up on ourselves. With everything, you know, you can tell just by, like with our finances, we gave up. With our looks, we gave up. With our health, okay, well, I'm old. I have kids. I mean, what is there for me? So a lot of people, they give up no matter what it is. Like they just felt like this is it and they settle. And to me, that is my perception. And we shouldn't settle.
Right.
We have such, I mean, it's beautiful out there. We need to live.
It's exactly. And your body's like your temple, you know? I mean, you get.
Yes, it's your trophy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to take care of it. Or, you know, and sometimes I wonder, it's like, it doesn't take much for you to go from feeling great to suddenly, you know, just like not being able to do anything, you know.
Yeah.
It's we're so fragile in that way, you know. And that's why I think, you know, every day that you cherish, you know, you should do something about it and invest in your body and in your long life. And that's another thing now is because of medicine, modern medicine, people live a lot longer, you know. So being that the body was never really designed to live that long, that's what happens. It starts to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we get sick and we keep people alive for a very long time. And
but
if
it's
you're
like
gonna
artificially
live along,
though, I feel like that might start to curve with, you know, like what they're putting in foods and everything nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And antibiotics. Like that's what I mean. I had a homeopathic doctor when I was a kid. You know what I mean? Like my mom was like, no antibiotics
oh, wow,
for
good.
You. Like they're terrible. And I feel like it's very, you know, a kid goes has a cough. Oh, run to the doctor, you know, put it on some drugs. It's like that has long term effects. You know,
right.
if you do that so often.
And side
I
effects
agree with
too,
you.
Yeah.
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 I agree
That's
with
true.
You.
So now what do you do? I mean, do you still like take regular medicine when you're sick or when your kids are sick?
You know, I try not to.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of medicine or any prescription drugs. I believe that your body can heal itself, like I said. So we definitely, like, for instance, if I do get sick, I'll double up on my multivitamins and multiminerals. I'll do that. I'll get my calcium and I'll eat properly.
Right.
And I'll just wait it out because your body's going to heal.
Really?
Yeah, and I feel like it heals faster.
Yeah.
I feel like it heals faster.
Well, great. I can't wait for this. So how do people administer this? This is like crystal form, you said, and you put it in liquid.
Yes.
And you drink it, right?
Yes. It's like
is
you
that
mix
like
it with
a once
water.
A day type of a thing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It depends on your body type. So if you are over 100 pounds, it's one scoop per 100. So
okay.
It really depends because obviously if you're bigger, you need more. So if you were probably 150, you would just take one scoop and mix it in your water and then drink it. Drink it as you go, and it comes with liquid calcium,
okay.
which a lot of people are deficient in calcium nowadays, and they don't even realize it. And it comes with EFAs, your essential fatty acids. And that's what your 90 essential vitamins, nutrients that you need daily.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how do people get involved in this? Where can they find out more information about that?
Yeah, you know what? I'd rather them call me directly
because
I love talking about this.
Yeah, okay. So they don't buy it directly from the website.
They go
through you. And
yeah, they would rather go through me because then I can actually coach them through it. You know, I can teach them how to eat properly, and then I can give them a simple workout plan depending, you know, where they're starting from. Like I said, if there's somebody that comes to me and say, I did not work out before, I say, okay, well, you need to walk at least 30 to 45 minutes a day. Like, that's a start.
Yeah, man, I love walking.
I do.
Like,
too.
Not only is it like you're outside, you're walking, but it's like, you know, you put on your headphones, a good piece of music. It's like, it lets your mind wander. Like, it puts me in such a good place when I'm walking, even if I'm walking to Rite Aid just to get like soap or something, you know, I'm like, just doing that makes me feel so good.
And
like,
you live in an area where you can walk to places because everything's close.
So
and there's never any parking.
I walk everywhere. It makes me so happy.
You look happy.
Thank you. I am.
That's important. Very important.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, and I think with health, happiness will come, you know, because if you can't function, you know, it's like, I know if I'm too tired and stuff, I'm not productive.
Yes.
You know, and so this is fascinating. So give out your phone number again, a little slower this time.
Yes, it's 909-614-3602. Definitely call me. Call me.
Sounds good.
I know Sam's going to call me.
Yeah, well, I'm
he's going to try it.
And, you know, usually I'm not health conscious and everything, but what you're saying makes a lot of sense, you know. And I think it's worth trying it out
Absolutely.
And seeing what is involved and stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
So so this is cool. Now, how long has he been doing this with his the doctor?
You mean Dr. Wallach?
Dr. Wallach, yeah.
Dr. Wallach's been – so he's been like working on this for over 40 years.
Really?
Over 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah, his research is actually in the Smithsonian as a natural treasure. So look him up. His name is Dr. Wallach. And, you know, Don't take my word for it. Definitely look him up. Do some research, and you can see all his amazing work that he's done.
Right.
Yeah.
And that helps, you know, when a person has credibility and stuff.
Because
it's stuff you're putting into your body. You want to make sure it's somebody you can trust, you know.
Yes. And I cannot tell you his age off of the number, but he is mighty old. But he runs around like he's 30.
Really?
Yes. Wow. He has more energy than a 30-year-old now.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
awesome.
Amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so excited about this.
Yes. I'm going to get two of you on it.
Yeah, I know. And we'll talk about it and stuff. You know, I mean, if that can improve my energy level, although I have a lot of it anyway, but if it can improve the overall feeling and stuff, why not?
You know, absolutely.
Live life to its fullest, you know?
Yeah. And can I share my other message?
Of course. Of course.
You can I'd like to wheel this in because you guys know I'm an image consultant, but like this is one message and I gear more towards women. I feel like I've been put in my heart. There's a passion for women in my heart. And a lot of our cosmetics out there is so toxic. And I know we talked about this briefly like the last time, but we didn't have time. But this is something that I talk about a lot. I do workshops on it and I educate women on the high toxicity levels of their cosmetics.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of women don't realize that they're wearing it. They're full of carcinogens. They're full of dyes. They're full of parabens. And these are things that goes in your bloodstream. Like anything you put on your skin, within 26 seconds seeps in your bloodstream and your body digests it just like it's eating food. You're just using different utensils, like, you know, your makeup brush, your eyeshadow brush. It's the same thing as if you're eating food. So this is really important for our women listeners to listen to.
Okay. So you talk about that on your show.
I do, yes.
Longevity, every Thursday at 6 o'clock, 6 yes. p.m. here on LA Talk Radio Pacific Time. And so do you also deal with these products? I mean, do you have some natural cosmetics that you offer?
Yes, I do. And it's all with the same company. And just recently of May, we fully launched our line. Like this line is actually 8 years old. But it wasn't really mainstream because not everybody was thinking natural cosmetics. Everybody would go to MAC. They would go to the high-end. Right, and she's shaking her head because she knows MAC is not good. MAC
like
is
terrible.
Actually...
Really?
That's one thing I've heard. I mean, I've never really used their product, but I've heard that.
Yeah, that's actually one of the worst, most heavy toxic cosmetics out there because it was really used for stage makeup. And even the girls that work there, the MAC on the counter, they have to sign a waiver form. If they get any cancer or anything, they cannot sue the company. That's how toxic it is.
Wow.
And of course, they sign over their life, right?
Yeah. I'm telling you. Wow. So, yeah. So, you got to be aware of the things you put on your skin as well.
Absolutely. It's the same thing as you're eating.
Right.
Same thing. Your body doesn't know the difference.
Right. And I mean, are these good cosmetic products as well? I mean,
absolutely.
So it's not just because it's not a MAC or something doesn't mean it's not good.
Yes. And that's actually
a great
point.
It'll get you the look you want, right?
Right. That's actually a great point because a lot of women, one of their biggest thing is coverage. We want coverage. And I'm the same way too. When I do my photo shoots, when we're on camera, I make sure like, you know, our makeup is good. We want to make sure everything looks great. But our makeup gives so good coverage. Like you cannot even believe, but you feel good doing it because every time you put it on, your skin heals itself. You know, I feel like I'm younger, and I don't even want to tell you my age, but I feel like I'm younger than I was like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's really good for your skin, and I mean,
well,
I
if that's
good.
True, I'll start putting that makeup
Let's
on.
Do
Maybe
it.
I'll feel 10 years younger.
You know, we have men using our botanical spa kit, which
really?
Is, you know, like our lotions, our creams, and stuff like that. So you should definitely look into that.
Sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Rosalyn Pacheco, you can find her on Facebook. Your phone number one more time?
909-614-3602.
Great. And she's going to make you all better, all looking better, all feeling better.
Everything.
Yeah, all around. I mean, yeah, you're a valuable person to be around, you know.
Thank you.
You
as,
have a
as
lot
with
to
you.
Offer. Thank you so much. Well, anything else you want to add, Rosalyn, that we didn't cover? Because I know last time we ran out of time and stuff, but here we pretty much covered everything, right?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
we did.
Cool. So, Mia, thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Of course. It was a very interesting conversation today, you know, because I don't talk about health much. To me, it's not like a major topic, but when it comes down to it, it's important, you know, and I need to think about it every once in a while.
Yes.
I really do. All right. Well, Rosalind, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for having me, Mia.
Always a lot of fun.
This was fun. I love learning about this stuff.
Yay.
Amazing. And, I'm excited.
And we're definitely going to check it out, Rosalind.
Yes, thank you,
I want to be involved in that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.